That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Yeah, thanks, Hank, and welcome to our listeners. I am Jock Reynolds from the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Footy Community, and I'm here with Crouching Tiger. How are you, Crouching, mate?
Welcome.
And Higo, how are you going, Higo?
Very, very well, Jock.
Been another great weekend of NABCAP footy, hasn't it, with some great unearthings?
Oh, my word.
Yeah, been at home this weekend. Last week, of course, we got to whip around the country. But I've made some budget cuts. If there's one thing I've learnt in 33 years in the AFL industry, it's how to run an AFL-based business. So we've had to sharpen the old pencil. And we're watching the footy on the Foxtel this weekend. Great to see the blanket coverage. Did you boys catch it on the Foxtel this weekend?
Yes, most on delay, for Mother actually likes to watch the Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah, well, you should come over, mate. I've got a little shrine happening in front of the TV where I burn some incense. Got a Weet-Bix, I pop out there for the footy gods and sit and enjoy the footy all weekend. Crouching Tiger, mate, you didn't pop over. How'd you watch the footy, mate?
Nah, you boys crazy. You not pay Foxtel. I have neighbor with Foxtel. I put a radio in ear, and like jungles in Payanma, I sneaky. I hide in geranium. I see his TV. I not pay Foxtel. This crazy.
You are always one step ahead, Crouchy. I was wondering what you were cutting up the branches in me. You making that hat? That hat, yes, was for disguise, was it?
No, this hat for strategy. Yeah. He never see me. I see him, no. Sometime he not wear much clothing.
Oh, jeepers, creepers. Thanks, Crouchy. Now, isn't it great to see these players with your own eyes? Now, one player I got to have a look at and I've seen, obviously been watching him coming up through the ranks, but Billy Smits, playing with the big boys, got a few touches, but what was your take on him, boys?
I would like to make a statement here, Jock.
Oh, hello.
One must be very judicious when selecting rookies this year.
Hi.
What's judicious?
I know this. Judicious. Man who judicious for long time have wrinkly hand.
No, like pools. Is that what it is?
Yes.
No. It refers to careful selection based upon vision. Often second-hand data is misconstrued, and Billy Smits, I do not think, has lived up to the hype.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see him next week. Yeah, thank you, too. I'd like to see him next week. This kid has got a bucket load of talent, and I've been watching him for a very long time. I think just like last week with the Richmond kid.
Brandon Ellis.
Just like with Brandon Ellis. Thought that he was just a bit shell-shocked by the pace. I'd like to see him next weekend. And a good point, yeah. Go ahead.
Further to that point,
yeah.
The coach Scott did come out during the week. He said that Schmitz was not in their best 22.
Oh, well, that is significant. Yeah, watch him next weekend. But, well, he's listed as a defender / forward at 113,200 is Billy Smith from Geelong. Been on everyone's radar, but there you have it. Scotty, Coach Scott, saying he's not in the best 22, but I'd like to see him for another week, Billy Smith. Didn't young Moore haul on Smith look good? He collected a lot of football at the weekend. Also looked like one that should be on the radar. He's coming in at 113,200 in the forward line.
No, I'm sorry, Jock. I don't think he looked Supercoach relevant. One player I have talked about and I was very pleased with was Trent West for Geelong.
Hell's bells, he looked good, didn't he?
Could quite possibly elevate to premium ruck status this year.
Well, he had me. I've got to say, he's got me scratching my chin about the one premium three rookie ruck strategy, because if Trent West commands the ball like he did on the weekend, not sure how much of the ball or how much oxygen Big Oren Stevenson will be allowed. Well, let's move on now to the Sydney team, who we also saw strut their stuff on Friday night. Big Sammy Reid, how's the jukes on that kid?
Silence! Big Sammy Reid, Mitch Morton, they look good, but mid-pricer. This year, strategy simple. Gun and rookie. I say this simple. This simple. Because you take mid-pricer, you take risk. You're not sure if he good, you take risk.
Yeah.
You may not turn him into premium.
Yeah.
better to pick Rookie and Gun.
Yeah.
Semiri good, maybe next year, not this year.
Oh, I think he's going to be one hell of a valuable footballer for Sydney, but fantasy relevant this year, probably not, probably not. As with Mitchie Morton, he's had his chances in my book. Time to look elsewhere. One Sydney player who has been blipping on the radars, Tommy Walsh. Got to admit that I've had a bit of a chip on my shoulder. Forgiving him now, he's flown the coop at St Kilda. Better opportunity at Sydney. Look, he's going to play games. Not sure he's going to rack up points. He's a cheapie up in the forward line, but probably look elsewhere. That's Tommy Walsh from Sydney. All right, and the mighty Saners on Friday night. Our boy, the Wonder Soap. How is Ahmed Saad, the Wonder Soap? He was going to be a good player and well worth consideration. Didn't think he was going to get a gig, but the way he played, he looked lively. He looked good. He's opportunistic, and I think he will be a round one starter for the Saints.
Yeah, agreed. Expect him to be more closely checked in round one. But given his general demeanour on Friday night,
up and about,
I think compared to what we saw in the VFL, he has taken it to the next level.
He has. He's gone up that extra 5%.
Well worth considering Saad as a starter in your forward line.
You'll get him in your forward line at 124,700, so not quite rock bottom, but geez, quite cheap. And from what I saw, he might just be worth having a good look at. Now, Tommy Ledger in the guts, midfielder, $113,200 for the mighty Saints. Scored 33 Dream Team points in the first game, and then 32 Dream Team points in his second. Really got in and under, looked tough, looked ready, looked solid, looked quick.
No, I think a better option in midfield. Very, very good midfield option this year.
Bo Wilkes is in a lot of people's back lines, and I've got him there in Jock's team back line, which has been published up on the website. Didn't quite look up to speed, if I have to be brutally honest, boys. He was swung from the back line, then tried up forward. Made a few errors. Didn't really look up to the job, to be honest.
Yes, we wish Bo well this year.
Absolutely we do. Yes.
And we also wish Goddard and Riewoldt well.
Well,
I would like to bring these two up because I had serious considerations.
Yeah.
Was slightly disappointed after their performance on Friday.
Yeah.
Looked more of the same, to be honest.
Yeah, can see where you're coming from, mate. And look, the boys could be tapering, getting ready for a good season, but must say that BJ Brendan Lamb of God Goddard, who takes away the sins of the St Kilda Social Club,
Lord hear us,
looked well off his game, and Riewoldt looked a bit more of the same from last year.
Jock, what about Lenny Hayes?
Lenny Hayes. Absolutely love the bloke. Listen, he got through the game, which is what we wanted to see. Coming off a reconstruction. While we're on it, terrible news during the week. Andrew Cracker has gone down with a knee injury. And we wish Andrew all the best in his recovery. I'm sure he'll be back. Might be going in for the last surgery. So, Andrew Cracker, hope to see you back out there soon, sir.
Very good. I just back on Lenny.
Yeah.
I put post up about Mature's rookie.
Yeah.
The head on the stair. I think I need one more level. The grey hair down the stair, man.
Oh, here we go.
Lenny Hayes, the grey hair down the stair. Always respect man with grey hair down the stair.
Yeah.
He's seen a lot of things. He's seen the forward press. He's seen the flood. He know many things.
He knows what's gone under the bridge, doesn't he? Now, Crouching Tiger put up his article during the week about boys. Crouching Tigers called them boys with hair down the stairs, or the mature age rookies that we should be looking at this week. So, Lenny Hayes is one with grey hair down the stairs, is it, Crouching? And he's good value, is he, mate?
Yes. Good on you. maybe, but I like Boomer Harvey.
Geez, he'd have white hair down the stairs, wouldn't he? Been around for donkey's years.
I would like to see his head down the stairs.
Oh, easy fella, easy.
He's a very good player.
Oh, he's a bloody gun, love him. Yeah, just quickly, while we're on the Saints also, there's been a bit of buzz about Tom Simpkin, who, when Bo Wilkes was swung up forward, he came in to do the key back position. Looked very, very capable. But look, at $231,500 in the defenders, you'd look elsewhere, but I'd say he's probably ahead of Bo Wilkes. And Bo Wilkes thought his job security would be quite sound, but I'm not quite sure about that after seeing what transpired on Friday night. But it's early doors, isn't it? Isn't it, boys? Early doors.
Yes. On to Gold Coast now, Jock.
Fantastic.
One story that must be talked of. Aaron Hall.
What a kid.
Young Aaron Hall.
Listed in the forwards, 106,600 on the Supercoach scales, 21 years old. Now, boys, any idea why this kid hasn't been on the radar before now? Why hasn't he been picked up? Looked an absolute pearler.
Yes, I was at the draft camp some time ago, and
yeah,
he was overlooked in Gold Coast's founding season.
Literally.
Exactly. He was lacking in height, at coming in at 160 centimetres.
Yeah.
But not lacking in courage and motivation and effort, as shown by his willingness to find his own way from the cold conditions of Tasmania up to the Gold Coast.
So he's 160 centimetres. That's bloody small.
Not anymore. He
on Mrs. Tiger height, isn't it?
First, he swam the length of Bass Strait, grew 3 centimetres on that journey. Then thumbed his way up the coast, first stopping at Coffs Harbour, where he'd added another 5 centimetres, taking him to 168.
Wow.
He finally landed at the Gold Coast at 177 centimetres.
That's wonderful.
Growing pains were a problem.
Yeah. Bit of Vicks Vapor rub.
Yes. He
rubbed on the chest.
He presented at training, and through sheer determination and effort was one that they just...
What a story. Well, I can tell you what, he thumbed a ride up to the Gold Coast and he can thumb a ride directly into my Supercoach version 2 team. Look, when Matthew Flinders first sailed through the heads of Port Phillip Botany Bay, if he could look upon a young kid like Aaron Hall today, all the shovels of sand that he would have done to establish the great colony of Australia, would he just say, geez, it's worth it when Aaron Hall, a kid like Aaron Hall comes and has a crack at the nation's game?
I was actually considering, on top of Julia and Kevin Rudd, Aaron Hall.
Yeah, well, any option's a good option. Carmichael Hunt, talking about good stories, I'd love seeing this guy blossom into an AFL footballer.
He remember me of my body when I 12-year-old.
Yeah.
He looked strong.
Yeah.
Not only strong and fit, his body changed more now.
Yeah.
I see him...
He's metamorphosizing.
Oh!
Metamorphosizing.
I see him sell candy.
Yeah.
I see him hit man on tit with pass.
Yeah.
This great for game.
Look, he's listed in Supercoach as a defender, 203,600. It'll be a game man to select him this season. But I can actually see him becoming an elite AFL footballer, and that just warms the cockles, boys.
Agreed.
Okay, let's swing on now. Melbourne Football Club. James Magner, rookie. Discuss.
Magner, mature age rookie. He a very good player.
He's listed in the midfield, 94,700. He looked very accomplished. 24-year-old.
He's still on rookie. He needs elevation. You hear what coach say? 2 spots this year.
Yeah, looks like Spencer and Gorn mean that there's 2 spots that rookies have to fill. And according to Neil, the...
Three player go for this 2 spot.
Three player. Yep.
Magna, Mitsubishi Magna, please consider. Do we also have Nicholson?
Yeah.
And
what about Paul Couchy's son?
Yes.
Yeah.
Couch.
Paul Couch, one of my great friends.
Now, not take...
Made a bird aviary for it.
Not take smart man to know Magna get elevated. He get elevated, he get locked in your team.
Yeah. Looks like he's a dead cert to come up off the rookie list, James Magna.
Lot of hair down the stair.
Good hair, 24 years old, best and fairest at Sandringham in the VFL last year. 9 possessions and 3 tackles in game one. Love to see a young kid coming in to tackle. Listen, only 33% disposal effectiveness. That'll come when he gets the speed of the game. One that there's a lot of talk about is, isn't he, Matthew Bate? I think he's from the Congo, we found out the other night. Forward, $294,000. He's awkward, isn't he, at that price?
No, consider. Again, why take risk with mid-price when you can have rookie to upgrade premium? Only thing you think is you can upgrade mid-price with 1 rookie cash cow.
Yeah.
Rather than upgrade 2 rookie cash cow.
Now, Higo, you're a big rap for the Grimes boy down at Melbourne, eh? I've been trying to talk you around.
Well, after... after the game the other night, a lot of people will fall for the trap, the grimy trap.
Listen, it's a game of risk. You've got to minimise risk.
Precisely. It's a mathematical game.
Now, he hasn't notched together 14 games in any of the last three seasons. First year, groin injury. Second year, hip injury. Third, did his hamstring. And his fourth, he broke his foot. So listen, here you go, I'm no mathematician, but if you had to draw one of your graphs, what do you call them? There's a definite
correlation. Yes.
In what's happening there, steer clear of Jack Grimes. That's Melbourne. Okay, now we'll move on to the mighty Brisbane Lions. How'd you find the Brizzy Lions, boys?
They're not mighty lion. I see. Yes, it rain. Yes, it tough football.
Hard to get a grip on what's happening when it's pelting down cats and dogs.
This good pun. I see a problem. Even big Jonathan Brown have problem. He look not game ready.
Yeah, well, all the buzz about Jonathan Brown tearing the track, we know it was a heavy, and he's got an old big body. Looked to labour a bit, but I'd like to see him next week to see how he travels. Just one thing, Dane Zorko's been on many people's radar. Very attractive as a mid-forward, he's a little pocket dynamo, kicks the ball a mile, 113,200. It has been now confirmed by Vossi that Zorko will be out till round two of the regular season, so that'll be, won't be there round one more than likely. Probably one to drift off the radar, would you agree?
No. Given the nature of the competition, the great game that is fantasy football, many players will play round one.
Yeah.
Many coaches will not pick Zorko for the fact he will not be playing.
Yeah.
I am considering Zorko as my bench option.
Okay.
So I will not have to burn a trade when he comes back. The talk of his effectiveness at this level is worth considering.
Okay.
One interesting strategy may be draft him into your team and wait for the return.
Cutting edge stuff by Peter Higo Higginbotham. Zorko, don't quite scratch him off your list yet. Now, tell you what, those Port Adelaide fans have had a rough trot, but I reckon all their birthdays have come at once in the form of a Chad Whitgard.
Ah, remember me. Mrs. Tiger birthday this week.
Yeah, happy birthday to Mrs. Yes. Tiger out there. Hope you have a wonderful week, Dale.
Yes, I buy her one of those mood rings, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They change colour.
You used to have a T-shirt like
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah. When Mrs. Tiger happy. It grow nice, it glow green.
Yeah.
When Mrs. Tiger angry, it leave big red mark on my forehead.
It's truth, everything all right, Tiger, in the relationship?
No, we fight.
I
walk in her bedroom, and she pack bag. I say, what you pack bag? What you do? You do crazy. She say me.
Yeah.
I pack bag. I go work St. Kilda.
Oh, gee.
I get paid $200. For every time I do for free here.
Gee.
I then go my room. I start pack my bag.
Okay.
Mrs. Tiger come in. She say, what you do? Why you pack your bag?
Yeah.
I say, I want to come watch you try live off $400 in 1 year.
I actually have had my own women problems, Jock.
Oh, yeah, we know that, mate. But you're coming along. What have you been doing, mate? You've been deploying a few of my suggestions.
Yes, I try to register on a dating website during the week.
That's good, mate. Yeah.
Have had a few problems uploading my profile.
Yeah, no, you're usually good on the computer, mate. What's going on there?
I am. I asked to fill in a few basic questions.
Yeah.
And one error prompt returns when asked what I want in a woman.
Okay, so you're after a nice, wholesome lady. An appreciation of people with fine brains.
I kept it simple and honest and simply wrote my genitalia.
Okay, let's move on. Dazzling Darren Pfeiffer, mature age boy down at Port Adelaide. Didn't really make an impact in the game today, did he, boys?
I was surprised by his benign impact.
Okay. He's a mid-slash forward, 126,700.
I know this. Benign is what you will be after you be 8.
No, of minimal impact, Crouching.
Okay, so he's not going to have much of an impact in the Super Coach. Been a bit of, I think he's still on the rookie list as well down at Port. Needs to be elevated. Got a big body, mature age. Yeah,
dual position, so definitely one to keep your eye on.
Yeah, he's got a mid/forward swing man ability there at 126-700. Let's watch him next week, eh? Okay, now Carlton didn't have too much luck on the scoreboard, losing both of their hitouts today. Couple of mid-price-ish players to talk about. Lucas in the midfield. Looked great, got plenty of the ball. Again, one of these mid-price boys.
He was written up by my good self regarding potential breakout.
Yeah.
Given the nature of the year, as Crouching has alluded to, I really feel the risk associated with forecasting a Supercoach breakout is of detriment to your long-run chances.
Two other lads I'd like to quickly mention. Poor old Bauer, struggling to really cement his spot back in the back line at Carlton. Got a bit of the ball, coughed it up a bit. Didn't do enough for mine to warrant pushing for selection in the first 18. Sammy Rowe also is a rookie ruckman that you will want to have a look at. He's out with a bit of a shoulder niggle, but should be back possibly in the next bout of games. So Sam
Cruiser.
Rowe.
You say Cruiser. Ooh,
he's looking good, isn't he? Yeah.
I think maybe go two premium ruck with Cruiser and two rookie.
Yeah, I'm still tossing up whether the one.
Why take chance on the rookie ruck start on ground? Oren Stevenson not get score.
Okay, but you got.
Who you think gets score?
Well, your midfield is where your engine room is, you know, and if I can squeeze another quality rookie into my rucks, it'll.
You dare play rookie like Giles or Derricks or Stevenson on ground? You fall off pace.
Okay.
You fall off pace. I think very important.
Yeah.
You put two good ruck. I think Cruiser.
Yeah.
Sandy Land. Sandy Floor. He very good.
A toy boy.
You see my team. I put my team up, make your team look like
hang on.
Rotten fish.
Look like a challenge. I've put my team up during the week. Jock rotten Reynolds' fish. Team's up on jockreynolds.com.au to check out. Now, you're going to whack your team up and let the money do the talking?
Yeah, your team have more problem than a rusty wok.
Oh, righto. Well, there you have it. Crouching Tiger's going to whack his team up there for comment this week. We might even put a bit of a poll up there. Jock versus Crouching, whose team would you rather have?
I bet you two bag prawn cracker.
Oh, done deal. Love those crispy little bastards. Righto, let's go on. Adelaide also. Rory Sloane, hooly dooly, what a player. Did you boys see him run around today?
Yes, I did
bit
see.
Bit of
Sloane dog.
Oh, nice. The Sloane dog. Midfielder, 478-900. In his third season, I know, Higo, you're a big fan of the third season breakout, man.
Yes.
Bit of an injury at Niggle last season, but on what I saw today, one hell of a player, Rory Sloane. Another player who's firmly on the radar now is Sam Kerridge. He was the Crows' first pick in the draft. He's a big, solid lad. He's got great endurance, tested well for endurance in the draft
combine.
Really, really pushing for selection in round one. He's a midfielder and a forward. He's 106,600. Played well today. Looked good in the third game. Keep an eye on him. Another one that people are talking about is Timmy McIntyre. Now, Higo, I think you got over to see this kid over in the South Australia. How'd he shape up?
To be honest, a surprising pick. Surprising pick from Adelaide.
Why is that, mate?
Oh, I feel he...
Apparently he's been ripping the track up at training.
Yes, but at SANFL level, I feel he struggled a little bit to hold a position in the team. One thing to burn at training.
Yeah.
Another thing to burn when the spotlight of Australia is on you.
Okay. Well, that's one thing that we haven't struggled with. The spotlight of fantasy football is fairly and squarely on the Jock Reynolds fantasy
league. I have struggled a little with
I know. We had to put you in for counselling after the team feedback, mate, but you're eating solids and you seem to be in good form tonight.
Yes, I have dropped 1.62 kilograms, actually, Jock.
Oh, that's all right, mate. Could be a good thing, you know? Could be a good thing with the ladies. Well, there you have it. Now, look forward to Crouching Tigers team going up on the site this week, among some other articles. There could be a bit of a poll as well, so let's vote what you think. Crouching's team versus Jock. There'll be the usual articles filtering through as well. Thanks again, Higo. Great to have you here.
A pleasure, mate.
And Crouching Tiger, as always.
Welcome.
I'm Jock Reynolds. We'll see you next week.